B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Oh, it's time for sound off. By the way, Val Kilmer, the people were telling me, had throat cancer. Well, for the last couple of years. He's overcome throat cancer. So I apologize for for saying he looked older. I'm sure that affected it.
Yeah, no, I was talking about just the weight gain before he ever had any cancer.
Yeah. All right, so sound off is 610-771-9705. Let's see what we got today.
These people that say they're Phillies fans, they got to believe. So what? They had a lousy game one night where they got their butts kicked. They came back. Harper's the star of the show. I mean, come on. If you're a fan, show your faith. Show your faith and stay behind them. It's early yet.
Yeah, it's not early. And you got to be realistic. See, you can't. The problem is you can't believe in an organization that doesn't give you what you're supposed to have. And that's my beef about this whole thing. It's not like they didn't know what they lacked. Or they were in denial about it. And so it comes back to roost on them. I mean, they should have provided a playoff path for their fan base. And they didn't because they were delinquent on pitching.
For the guy that called earlier, they said he was the guy that got arrested for running on the field. If you're a grown man and you're doing that, and you're a grown man with a wife and children, you should be ashamed of yourself. If I'm that person's family, I'm embarrassed that he did that.
Apparently not. Apparently it's a good family memory, so whatever.
See, the problem with these jabrones that jump onto the field slide from the tarp is it's so unoriginal. Everyone's done it. It's not edgy. You know, if you want to impress me, you want to do something cool and unique, why don't you zip line your bum down to the field? That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, well, it's easier to do the other thing.
Now, you know, Mike, there's people on social media jumping on Natalie and I for having the gall to say that people should stay off the field. Oh, you guys, you're crazy. It's
like
no big deal.
Someone said you're virtue signaling. Security's doing a fine job. But no one knows that he wasn't a maniac.
You don't know that when he enters the field. You don't know these people. It's 40,000 people in the stadium. There's probably one maniac out of that 40,000. And if that one maniac gets on the field, something bad could happen. This isn't hard.
You got to have rules and regulations, because if you didn't, then people would do it all the time and it would be mayhem. So you just don't do it. It's just not a cool thing to do.
I've been watching Bryce Harper after hearing his split, you know, with runners on base and without. I think it's pretty simple. I think his timing is just off with pitchers from the stretch. You know, from the windup, he can dial in right when they lift the leg. But the windup, the timing can get thrown off.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe a film analysis would confirm something like that. But it really should not make a difference. I mean, the pitch, you have to look at where a guy is releasing a baseball, whether he's in a stretch or in a windup.
Thinking about Carson Wentz and the question, if he never wins a Super Bowl, is he successful? And I know that a lot of people are rooting for him to win a Super Bowl because Donovan McNabb never did. I feel like most people are just rooting for Carson because they want him to get one over McNabb.
No.
What?
They're rooting for him to win a Super Bowl because the Super Bowl is good. You know, it has nothing to do with McNabb. I mean, they won another Super Bowl. They would like to see Carson Wentz, he's the franchise quarterback, deliver a Super Bowl. As simple as that. We don't have to, you know, go into the McNabb area.
All the articles keep saying is the show of brotherly love. One kid hands a foul ball to another kid, Mike. That's
nice.
What we are down to. That's the highlight of the 2019 Philadelphia Phillies.
Come on, man. They won today. Came back and they won. They beat the Dodgers. They split with the Dodgers. You know, 16-2 was a disaster. I'm going to tell you, it's going to take a long time for me to get over what I saw in that game. But at least they salvaged the split.
This Bryce Harper dude, does he have to come to the ballpark with a new piece of apparatus on his body every game? Or, you know, he's just not going to feel like playing unless he has something new on.
What do you, I don't even know what you're talking about.
He wore a bandana under his hat because it's been hot. He's been sweating heavy. And to take care of his hair, it was a Fanatic bandana today. And I guess he's offended by it.
Yeah, well, you care what these guys wear, you know?
He also knocked in a couple runs.
This is an age where guys wear stuff. They wear armor on the elbow and the forearm and the inner shin. And, you know, it is what it is. They use those. Everybody has that thumb thing now.
Yeah, they all wear that.
Yeah, they wear the oven mitt now when they're on base. Yeah, you get used to it. Buzz down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.